thewellnesscouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives. Download the app today.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast, the show that helps crack open your heart and inspire a deeper regard for your own well-being and happiness. Proudly brought to you by 28 Essentials. Here's your host, the gorgeous Kim Morrison.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast. This week's quickie came off the back of a question of a client and a beautiful student in the Self Love and Wellness Mentorship Group, our weekly get together every Tuesday evening. And the question was, how do you stop the monkey mind, that questioning voice, the voice that doubts you, no matter how much work you do, no matter how much time you give yourself, no matter how much you meditate, doesn't matter what you do? In her opinion, and I tend to agree with her, that little voice can crop its little head up at any particular time. And that questioning voice can often derail our focus or our confidence or even our productivity. And whether it's self-doubt, worry, or overthinking, how to quieten this inner dialogue is crucial for mental well-being and also your success. Now, I truly believe in a number of beautiful therapies like cognitive behavioral therapy, NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy. All of these are fantastic ways to help question or stop the questioning voice and actually help cultivate a more positive mindset. Well, we know first up that meditation is one of the best things to do. And even though it might seem counterproductive because you've got this questioning voice, this is where I find TM, Transcendental Meditation, absolutely brilliant because you repeat over and over your mantra. And it's that regular mindfulness or in meditation when you're mindfully aware that you're just doing some nice deep breaths and just observe your thoughts without judgment. Don't try and push them away. Don't try and ignore them or bury them. Just say, it's interesting. I hear you. And this practice alone, just by allowing your thoughts to be there without judgment, can help enhance your self-awareness and detach you from those negative thought patterns. Now, we also know that reframing negative beliefs or thoughts can be fantastic, and question those voices when they arise. Question the validity of these thoughts. Byron Katie has a fantastic book, Loving What Is, and she asks the question, is it true? How do you know it's absolutely true? How do you feel when you have these thoughts? And then the turnaround is, how or who would you be without those thoughts? That's the turnaround. We also know that visualization things really work well. So you can actually imagine a scenario where you're confidently handling challenges, where you're not listening or succumbing to that self-doubt. You can visualize yourself succeeding. You can feel empowered, or we call it in NLP, stepping into the circle of excellence. Now, these positive affirmations do help counteract that questioning voice. You can repeat affirmations like, I am confident, I am capable, I trust myself to handle this, I'm worthy of success, I believe in myself. You can say all of these sorts of things and repeat those affirmations whenever those voices come up, and you may find that they actually override the negative questioning ones. Of course, goal setting is a fantastic thing to do, and making sure you have clear, achievable goals. These give you a much clearer direction, and it becomes easier to silence that questioning voice because you're actually taking on actionable steps towards your goal, your outcome. We also know that self-hypnosis is fantastic, and it's through guided hypnosis sessions that you can actually rewire these ingrained thought patterns and cultivate a more optimistic outlook. You can get so many beautiful, confident, empowering, uplifting hypnosis or meditations on Insight Timer, or find a hypnotherapist or a coach who does hypnotherapy and get them to record one specifically for you. Also, be mindful of what you're consuming. And I don't just mean eating. News, social media, any conversations that you become a part of. If you're around negative influences that fuel that questioning voice, can be very, very disillusioning and very disempowering. So surround yourself with uplifting and motivational content and people and watch it change. Of course, we know, and Dr. Libby has talked about this a lot, breathwork and practicing gratitude can help you shift your focus towards more positivity and reduce the likelihood of negative questioning thoughts creeping in. It also helps stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system and takes you out of that fight or flight or sympathetic dominant state. We also know that staying present is very important. Allowing yourself in the present moment right here, right now, to focus on your breath, maybe even physical sensations like putting your feet onto grass, maybe a positive memory from the past to help your mind realize how powerful you are when you've achieved incredible things. And I think my final piece of advice to you, if you cannot quieten that monkey mind or that questioning voice, is seek professional support. Top athletes have coaches. People that are trying to achieve or become better business people have coaches. Why would we not have life or beautiful mentors in our lives, life coaches? So if that questioning voice persists, regardless of all the efforts you put into it, then I would definitely recommend you consider looking for guidance from a therapist, a coach, a mentor, or anyone that's trained in NLP, CBT, or hypnotherapy. I truly do believe that these amazing strategies can help change and rid yourself of any underlying negative thoughts and issues and help facilitate long-lasting change, which is what we're all after here. Now, when you incorporate these kind of techniques, and I use essential oils as well, and deep breath work, box breathing or belly breathing, all of these things really do help to calm you and put you into that beautiful parasympathetic state. And when you do these techniques and incorporate them into your daily routine, and you consistently, persistently practice them, you will watch them gradually diminish, those questioning voices, those things that make you feel doubtful or fearful. And you will actually end up cultivating a mindset of confidence, clarity, positivity, enthusiasm, and uplifting senses. Remember that mastering your mind is a journey, but with your absolute commitment, your dedication, and your patience, you can indeed silence that inner critic and, in Tony Robbins' most profound words, unleash your full potential or unleash the power within. It's true, but like anything, it takes work and commitment and discipline. I hope you've enjoyed this week's self-love podcast quickie, where we can help get rid of those questioning thoughts, self-doubt, or any of the monkey brain that can override what it is that we're trying to achieve. If you've got any comments or thoughts or feedback, please head on over to my Instagram page, Kim Morrison and the number 28, Facebook, Kim Morrison Training, or head on over to thewellnesscouch.com/self-love podcast. You can also put a 5-star rating on your platforms, on your podcast platforms. That always helps us to get out there. And of course, you can also reach out to me personally, info@kimmorrison.com. That's info@kimmorrison.com. Thank you so much to The Wellness Couch for hosting this podcast. Thank you so much to 28 Essentials for sponsoring it. And thank you to you, my beautiful listener, for being on this incredible ride with me. I sincerely hope these quickies help you to live a life where you are truly present, passionate, and aware of your own magnificence. Take care. Be kind.
Thanks for listening to the Self Love Podcast. Be sure to write a review and share the love with your friends and family. And head over and visit Kim and her team at 28.com. That's the word 20 and the number 8.com. Take good care.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives.
Whilst The Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of The Wellness Couch podcasts.